Because the best judges regarding the effectiveness of your preaching will be your congregation, ask them for their feedback. That's the key sentence for our podcast, and I welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, I know that in the past you've been asked to judge sermons regarding their effectiveness. Did you enjoy being put into that role?
I haven't done it a lot of times. The times I've done it, it's been for foundations, and I was not in a position where I heard the sermons. I was reading manuscripts. I guess that's a good way to do it because you don't get the personality of the person. You're actually looking at content. I felt as though it would have been interesting to have seen what the other judges said. I have no idea what they thought. It was comforting to know that my word and my judging was not the last thing they had to go through. There were other people who might see things that they did that were very helpful that I missed. But at the same time, yes, I find that I felt qualified. I felt like I took it very conscientiously. I tried not to say, do these guys preach like I do? Because I don't think I'm the greatest preacher in the world. Sometimes during that, I felt unqualified, especially when I got down to the finals and there were like two or three and you're trying to judge between those as to which one is really the best. I could definitely tell the difference between the finalists and the ones that weren't finalists. And yeah, it was a good experience. The truth is, if I were asked to do it again, which may happen, I don't know, I would say yes. And I would sweat bullets as I read the things and try to say, am I fair? But yes, I would do it. It was a good experience.
I'm sure you were a good judge. And it's interesting to me that you were part of a panel of judges who independently judge the sermons. If you were to name someone you think would be a good judge of sermons, who would that be?
Well, I think that the best judge of sermons are the people who are listening to them. They don't feel that way at all. You know, they tend to think of the sermon as a skill that they don't have, and they are not qualified to judge, especially when this person is speaking on behalf of God. That's a highly intimidating thing for them. But my personal feeling is that the lay people are the best individuals to be able to say whether or not this sermon to which they listened has changed their lives. Are they different now? Has there been a transformation because of what they have heard? And they know whether that transformation takes place or not. So in that case, the best judges of sermons in my mind are the people who listen to them Sunday after Sunday. Now, if they see themselves as judging, you know, champion horses or judging high divers or whatever, and they have to have certain skills, then they're not qualified because that's not really what they should judge it on. They should judge it on, am I becoming a better person as a result of listening to this? Am I becoming more Christ-like, or do I just say, you know, that guy is really funny? It's interesting to me, Dean, because most churches are in a position where people in the congregation will look for the new pastor when there's a change of leadership in the church, and yet they haven't the faintest idea what they're looking for when they're having the person come in and fill the pulpit or whatever, and they tend to judge on the basis of, did I feel warm? Did I feel this good relationship? You know, was he or she funny when they came? Did they seem to know the Bible well? What was the vocabulary like? Did they make grammatical errors? Those are irrelevant in many ways. In fact, some of the best of preachers in the years past have been people who didn't have the greatest English, but at the same time, they did have a passion about people becoming more Christ-like and hiding behind Christ so Christ could be seen as opposed to them being seen, and the words of Jesus, which are transforming words, would be heard. It's interesting to me that they come at this almost thinking, maybe not even thinking, what am I looking for? They don't know what they're looking for. And again, my point is, if we call this person to be our pastor, is this individual, man or woman, going to help us become more Christ-like in our lives and help us to understand more what Jesus taught? And you can judge. You can say, well, that was a lot of words, but it didn't mean anything to me. Or that was a funny joke, but I'm still the same person I always was, you know. How helpful is this person in terms of what I am learning about becoming a Christian? And I think lay people are very qualified to answer that. They just don't ask themselves the right question. Make sense?
It does make sense. Recently, you wrote a book called The Sermon-Sucking Black Hole. And if I recall, you wrote it for people sitting in the pew. Do you have some suggestions in that book that would help people understand the very point you're making?
Well, probably the first suggestion is to see themselves in the role of being the... trying to think of a word other than judge or critic, but it's the person who's responding. Is this sermon helping me become more like Jesus? Is this sermon helping me become stronger in my Christian walk? Well, that's not hard for a person listening to figure out. So if you say, I'm going to be under this pastorate for maybe 3 years, will I be closer to Jesus as a result of those 3 years when this person leaves? That's kind of the average time when a pastor's ministry turns over. Will I be closer to Jesus? Will I be a stronger believer? Or, you know, is it going to be kind of a casual thing like it's been in the past many times? That can be judged by a person. That can be judged by a teenager. A junior high person could figure that out. So that's what you're going to listen for. I'm listening to this. It's not just information, not just personality, but is there a transformation that's going to draw me closer to the Lord? Why do people go to church? I would assume they go to church because they want to encounter God. There are other reasons. I go to church because I want to see my friends and all that. But basically, I want to hear God speak to me. And when God speaks to people, their lives are transformed. And he usually will speak to people through this pastor. That's the primary way as far as time-wise is concerned anyway. So my feeling is to say, yes, I think it's wonderful. And I think that's the thing that people should talk about after they've heard a sermon. Not was it funny, not this guy is really interesting, this guy's smart as all get out, you know, but is what this person's saying helping me to be Christ-like? Now, we've made that point over and over again, but again, it's not that complicated. I think people can figure out whether that's happening or not. If you say, I've been in the church for 3 years, and essentially I'm the same person I was when I first started to come, at that point, we got a problem because people should be growing all the time. If you are around Jesus, he is going to change your life. That's just inevitable. I mean, is that a difficult question to understand? No. Jesus was a life-transforming person, and I should see that transformation in me being more godlike. So, yeah, the point is made, and I'm saying that's a role that people need to take on for themselves. They say nobody else should be the best judge of this. I don't care what you say. I know that I'm growing under this ministry, and I can tell you how. Okay, then it's a good pastorate. Or I can tell you I've been coming here all along for the last 7 years, and I'm the same person I was 7 years ago. Got a problem, and that problem, to some degree, can be put at the foot of the minister.
If congregations can quickly decide on the effectiveness of a sermon for themselves, why shouldn't pastors solicit their input more often?
Well, that's a part of what that Sermon Sucking Black Hole book is about. I think that pastors should solicit help from the congregation time and again, not only in evaluating the effectiveness of the sermon, but in helping prepare them to preach the next sermon. I did that all the time. I found that they were the best people. I would say, here's where I'm going with a sermon that I'm planning to preach 2 weeks from now. What do you think about the topic? Is the topic relevant to you? What do you think in terms of what I'm asking by way of response? And their feedback was phenomenal. Many, many times I found that what I thought would be helpful to them wasn't helpful to them. That's because ministers, I don't think ministers realize this, they live very different lives compared to the lives most people live, because their entire being is wrapped up with the spiritual world, whereas most people go to another job that has little to do with spiritual things, and they're busy. A pastor has a hard time getting in the mindset of that. So if you say you need to be studying the Word more, well, that's because pastors are very good at studying the Word, and they got a lot of time to study the Word, but the average layperson not only doesn't have that time, but they don't have the faintest idea how to do that. The minister has been trained how to study the Word. You figure this out when you're in the ministry and you talk with people who are new Christians. It's like a different world to them. That you're talking in a language they don't understand. And so just being able to dialogue with people and say, you know, I'm doing this series on Jonah, and this is the truth that Jonah is teaching. Now, how does this truth relate to you? This is what I think it says, but what do you think? And then you find out that they are totally confused by the truth, you know, because none of them have been called to go to Nineveh. They don't understand Nineveh, you know. They say, you know, if God said to me to go to Nineveh, I would probably go because it would scare the bejeepers out of me. And I'd say, God's bigger than I am, but I've never heard God speak, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, that's not totally true, but that's how a layperson thinks, but it's not necessarily how a minister thinks. A minister thinks that's that passage. Now, what kind of sermons can I get out of that book? But talking to the lay people is a very helpful thing. I don't think most ministers do, because they're living in a world that's not where most lay people are. They don't understand the tensions of the layperson and so on. So yeah, I did it all the time. I do it all the time. I don't know why ministers don't more. But I keep harping on this same thing, and maybe some people are listening to us and saying, by golly, that old guy, he maybe has a point here. I should try this sometime just to meet with my lay people ahead of time. Now, if you meet with the lay people and say, I haven't the faintest idea what topic I should preach on, what do you think? That's going to be a no-win from the very beginning. You have to say, this is what I'm preaching. This is the subject I'm preaching about, the text, the subject. This is the response I'm calling for. Now you tell me what you think about that. So you can't just go in cold and expect them to come up, because that's hard on people. But if you give them a specific they can respond to, you don't want to preach the whole sermon, because that's going to be more work than what you want to put into it. And they don't want to sit there and listen to you preach the sermon. But if you say, this is the subject I want to talk about here, some of the things I want to say, this is the response I'm going to call for. At that point, they can respond and say, that's helpful, it's not helpful. Do you think ministers would agree with what we've said? The best judges regarding the effectiveness of your preaching will be your congregation. So ask them for their input or their responses. I think ministers, as they process that thought, will say, I agree with that. Although before they hear it, they might say the best judges would probably be my homiletics professor at the seminary. You know, that kind of thing. But I think inside, ministers know that the lay people listening to them are the best judges, really, as to how effective their sermons are, because they're the ones they want to affect by the words of Jesus.
Because the best judges regarding the effectiveness of your preaching will be your congregation, ask them for their feedback. We're so very glad you joined us for the SermonCoach.com podcast. You found it at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's Sermon-Coach.com. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.